Yeah, dude, we're about to be alive. What's up, you guys? Welcome to Shut Up and Scribble. J.R. Howell on the right side of your screen. Boom, like that. And then my name's Taylor Self. And we both love CrossFit. We both love programming.
And one of us is extremely anxious right now.
I'm doing much better now, brother. Let me tell you that. I was so really... The biggest worry I had was, you know, test one. Obviously, everybody's getting rammed on it. Test four is going to be golden. And test three, there's, you know, I don't really think I'm worried about much from that workout. If anything, we'll see.
I got to ask you a question.
Yeah.
When it shows up that your video has been validated, does that mean it's been reviewed? Or does that just mean validated?
That's what validated means.
Okay. So it wouldn't change to a different color and say reviewed if it had been looked at and given a thumbs up to.
It says the score on your video submission has been accepted for quarterfinal test one.
So you got the email.
This ruling has been applied across your company. Yeah, I got the email.
Oh, so you're golden. I thought maybe you were just going off the app. Yeah.
No, when you get the email, that's when it updates in the app.
Sweet.
Yeah, bro, I'm good to go. Other people are taking that shunk fat thing up at the rear, brother. Let me tell you, dude, that is crazy. Several outside the top 40 cut line. Yeah, I was freaking out all morning. Called JR 100 times. Got into a fight with my wife. You know, all sorts of shit because I'm just freaking out. Listen, Wad Zombie, there's they could still fuck me, right, in workout three and four, I suppose, but the one I was truly worried about was workout one because everyone was getting the cock. Anyways, feeling a lot better now. How do you feel, James?
Well, I was going to say there's I really feel bad for all those athletes.
Yeah. Hold on.
Anyone who's gotten that kind of penalty. And at this point, I mean, I only know of one instance ever in the history of the CrossFit games. I'm sure there are more where someone's actually submitted. No. When someone's actually submitted an appeal and it's gotten overturned. Typically, I know I did this. I got a penalty in 2021 in the age group online qualifier. I wrote out this really long thing and everyone kind of told me it was not gonna be overturned. That is what happened. I just kind of got an email back saying, thanks for your appeal. We've reviewed it. This time your score will stand. So I'd be curious if any of these rulings get overturned. I mean, I hope they do because I think unfortunately we'll not get some of the fittest people moving on to semifinals, much less the games. I'm not even in the position and I can't imagine how devastated those athletes are. It does make me think what the best protocol would be moving forward in this type of situation. Obviously, it's easy to say in hindsight that like a 185 deadlift really, really fast or a box step up, you're going to get athletes moving really fast and the potential for subjectivity is going to be there. So why not just do cleans at 185 and why not do box step overs with dumbbells because those are both a lot easier to judge online.
The snatch is no excuse on the athlete. If you're short in a 135 snatch, you're fucking right out of control.
So yeah, I think there are movements that are more suited for online competition versus in-person competition. But, you know, there's always going to be movements that we can do this on. And it's unfortunate that we have to. And I think with me, when you look at athletes that are getting penalties and athletes that are not, the one thing that you have to say is that the same person is not reviewing every single video.
Oh, 100%.
And if that were the case, or if they had an ability to do it through AI, then I could stomach it a little bit more. But I think that's like
AI.
It's a human error thing. Or it's just it's subjective, which sucks, especially when it's online and not in person. But I don't think there's really anything else to say about it. I don't think this is the end of it. I think there'll probably still be more penalties levied And
you think on other workouts, 3 and 4?
I think 3 is going to be scrubbed a lot more for the protocols before the workout starts or after. Like, is your tape line exactly 30? Is it exactly 10 inches away on the right side of the tape, not the other side of the tape? Are your is your rope measured at all? And if it's measured at all, are you actually touching the target every single time? Are your ring muscle ups really suspect? If they look okay, you know, I can't see that one being judged as heavily as I can workout 4, because there was such an issue with people putting in incorrect scores that they went back and tried to help athletes out by fixing. So, and that would just be one that would be an easy watch, I think.
Yeah. Joey, who the fuck are you calling daddy? You beat me in quarterfinals, so I guess you're daddy for now, brother.
Joe's a good dude. He came last year. He was on the Move Fast Lift Heavy team. Mm-hmm.
Funny guy.
Christine Best was on, and he told me, he was like, hey, my goal is to compete individually next year at Crucible. So he's making good on his word.
Yeah, he's got a hard charge going. I will say, I want to ask Joey, if you don't mind sharing the comments, if your 1 and 2 got accepted. Just be curious to see. Is it one judge screwing everyone over? This is another question from Joey. I remember seeing it. Oh, here we go. Is there one specific judge butt fucking everyone? I don't want to say it's one, but I would venture to say there's a camp of people that are in the butt fucking mood, and there's a camp of people that are just in a bit of a spanking mood. You know, I'm going to give you a little spank on the butt cheek. Or they're going to treat it like online competition. If I'm watching the video in real speed and I can't see an O-rep, I'm not going to slow it down to 0.25 playback, zoom in and try to fuck people. But there are definitely clearly, if Pat Vellner, to me, dude, if Vellner's getting a major penalty on that workout, when Pat is a fantastic mover, a veteran, savvy veteran, very experienced, and not someone who typically shorts things, somebody's taking the fucking gloves off, chucking the bottle of lube and stripping down, funk, and chunking them in the rear hard. So that's what I think's happened. I think there's some people that are just crushing, and it's not the same person across the board, which makes it kind of like you said, it's stupid. If it's not the same person, then...
Well, one of the things that you think about when you go back and you look at the standards and the people I've spoken to who have gotten penalties, there has been a mixture. Some has been knee extension. Some has been head position, not being aligned with the shoulders and hips. Some has been hip extension. So that's 3 different reasons for penalties. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what like Pat and Tia got penalties
you
for.
You have to
it
suck him.
It would be ben interesting his video. To know. But like, yeah, I just don't. Yeah, I mean, he's one of those people who I feel like has probably never gotten a penalty ever in online competition. I was more shocked to see he got a penalty than anyone. So
100% same. Thoughts on bringing feet back together within the shoulders to finish a clean and jerk rep? That's allowed. It's just like bringing your feet back together from a split, in my opinion.
You don't see anyone do that, but I've also never seen people penalized for it.
Right. I don't believe Pat got his penalty for snatches. I would wager to say it was step ups.
Yeah, I don't know. The idea that you're stepping up onto something, holding things, and that your eyes probably are not going to be down during that process going
that's
up
the
and
fucking
down is like, especially at speed. I mean, it would have to be such a conscious, I'm up, okay, chin up, look at the wall. Okay, chin up, look at the wall. Like that's, if I had to guess, I would think most of the athletes are getting penalized for the head position.
Which is tarded.
Which has got to be really tough.
It's fucking dangerous. You're not allowed to look where you're going. Imagine telling that to somebody fucking driving. Hey, dude, don't look at the road where you want to go. Instead, look up at the fucking sky. Good rep. Oh my God, dude. Somebody, I'm going to lay off. I still got 2 workouts to be accepted and reviewed. Love you, CrossFit HQ. The review process is immaculate. They've done nothing wrong. It's been tremendous. It's been incredible. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. That's all I got to say. Sorry.
What are we here for today? We are here, first of all, to make sure you guys, if you're thinking about changing insurance providers, if you're thinking about something that you need new insurance for, reach out to Patrick Mitrovich, Lane sponsor, Crash Crescendo, starting tomorrow. Reach out to him. Big shout out. I know Taylor has been blowing up HGR recently, getting ready for quarterfinals, Crescendo, semifinals training, all that kind of stuff. Great products. Look them up. Head on over to the website. Reaction Gymnastics, Amy Fritt, crushing the gymnastics, individual programming, video review, remote coaching, in-person coaching. Just can't say enough for the sponsors that have helped us out up to this point.
You guys are incredible. Pat Lane, shut the fuck up, okay? Yes, you could do that, but you would be a stupid freaking idiot. You'd probably be somebody who would vote for Biden or something if you did that, to be honest.
Well, the thing with that is, too, though, you can look up and not move your head. We are able to move our eyes up, mm-hmm. down, side to side without changing our head position. So that doesn't always work.
2024 team name for Crash Crescendo. Team captain right here. Team FJB by HGR. And if you don't know what FJB means, it means fun, jolly boys. And maybe something else.
Wow.
So workouts, what do you think, man?
How happy do you think some people are to be team athletes right now? Like to make the decision to go team, especially ones that have been competing individually, and they just see all this happening. They're like, gosh, I'm so glad I went.
I think if you're a team athlete, you probably aren't happy. I think you're probably secretly inside thinking, man, I'm not even good enough to be an individual. And I never was, and I never will be. So that's all I have to say about team.
I was just sent a DM from an individual who's very, very, very involved in the judging circuit in the competitive CrossFit space. And they said, the shoulders being in front is a lot of the reason for the penalties. So the shoulders being kind of drooped over because of you holding the dumbbells, if that makes sense, something I noticed that you did on your video, because I went back and watched it, is that at the top, you really think about pulling your shoulder blades back and showing your chest and not letting your shoulders internally rotate, kind of letting the dumbbells pull you forward. So that and the hips not opening at the top seems to be four reasons for the penalties being given. I didn't really think about the shoulders not being in line with the hips, but that does make sense.
I'm not talking trash when I'm hitting your mom from the back, dildo. Sorry, bro.
Who do you think programmed quarterfinals? Boz or Dave?
Time. I got to answer this question. Sorry. Love you, dude. Let's have some fun, dude. We got some exciting shit coming up. How am I managing after last week? It took me 3 days to feel normal. Today was the first. I had a full training day yesterday for the most part, or at least full to what it has been. Four pieces, four workouts, whatever. And I still was like a bit tired yesterday. Today, I hit a long piece. Felt really good. I'll go back and train a little bit more later. It's been a lot. I would say the hardest part is now that I'm going to compete is going to be running my business and doing that, because that is my priority still. 100% Sentinel is my priority. I love the people on that program and I want that program to be the best. So that's going to be the tough part. Competing this weekend's more about having fun with three of my really good friends, and it'll be good training. It'll be good intensity, getting back into intensity an easier week, so to speak, kind of. And then Kill Taylor is really just going to supplement my current training and what I'm going to think of it as.
Why don't you tell everybody what that is specifically?
Kill Taylor.
People that don't know.
Every week, I think we're going to do, don't even dare. It's not going to fall off. I'll take last at semifinals or withdrawal before it falls off. And I mean that. Kill Taylor is basically going to be a weekly live show where I make a workout up. It's whatever I want it to be. And this is why. One, I'm not making a fucking dime. I don't get any of the money. So if I'm doing the workout and I'm putting my ass on the line, it's going to be something I want to do. Two, I got to do it every single week, potentially for 52 weeks if it goes well. So it's got to be something I want to do so that I don't get bored or I'm like, yeah, I don't feel like doing that this week. So
most importantly, it's got to be something that you don't think anyone can beat you at.
For the most part, I'm okay with people beating me. I would be okay with losing every week. And I mean that. I don't want it to be something where it's like impossible to beat me every week. Then nobody gets to care. And that's fucking dumb. But yeah, they're not going to work.
You would not be okay if someone beat you every week.
It would probably be good for me. Here's the thing. There are going to be workouts I'm good at. I'm going to get beaten. It's going to be really fucking hard to beat me. And if you don't, the prize is going to pool up. So every week, if you beat me and you beat everyone else on the show, so say 3, 2, 1, go, the show starts. I'm live. I do the workout. I finish. If you put in the chat, hey, I think I can beat Taylor. I'm ready to go. You'll text the work phone for the Sevan podcast. We'll drop you the StreamYard link. You jump on. Then you get to go. If it comes to a point to where it's obvious you're not going to beat me, we're booting you off the fucking chat. Next person in line. So depending on the workout length, we're going to keep them ideally from like 3 to 7 minutes. We'll have like 3 to 5 people trying each week. If you win, you beat everyone, you take home the $500. Nobody beats me. The $500 rolls over to next week. You don't know the week one workout. There's no fucking way she's beating me in it. And she can try as hard as she wants, but there's absolutely no chance she can beat me in this workout. Sorry, Alex. I hope you're listening. I hope you give it a good run. I hope I see you tomorrow at 10 a.m., Alex. No fucking chance, games athlete. Anyways, that's kind of going to be the show. I'm going to talk shit. Alex doesn't stand a chance. There's maybe one female on earth who could, and she's definitely not going to do it, Laura. But even her, I don't think she's going to have a chance to beat me. you're going to have to pay a bit. I'm going to have to make some money if we're going to play that game. Anyways, so every week I make the workout. People are going to join. If nobody beats me, the money pools. So if we go 10 weeks straight, no one beats me, the cash prize is 10 grand.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's cool about it. So if people that are wondering like, well, there's not going to be a lot of people that are really high level that want to take time out of their day to one, try to beat Taylor, and two, try to beat Taylor, have everyone know it and not beat him just because people have big egos. But what's cool is there's going to be games athletes who probably say, yeah, that's like 2 to 3 minutes of pain. But honestly, I'm not doing that for 500, but I'll do it for 5,000. So when it gets up to 5,000 and these games athletes are seeing it and they're like, ooh, I think I could get him on that. That's when it gets fun because it may be up to 5 grand and we may have 5 games athletes that all try to do it.
I saw some interest from Ariel Lowen. She doesn't stand a chance week one either. And I saw some interest from James Sprague. He's like, I'm just going to wait 4 weeks. And I was like, well, I know when I'm going to program muscle ups and handstand pushups, you lanky fuck. yes, Peter, it's not going to dip. And this is probably also accurate. Although that's not going to happen either.
that's already happened.
Stop that. No, it hasn't. Yes, Mason, I'm writing the workout. I kind of want to drop it early. What I think we're going to do is I think we're going to announce it an hour in advance so that people can at least have time to set up and warm up. The limit of people who will be able to compete against me on any given week is how long the workout is and how bored we are. If our show is probably going to be an hour, we're not sitting around and, allowing 10 people to go. We don't give a fuck. It's probably going to be like 3 to 5 people. I'm not going to program the same things every week. There's going to be weeks that are like, holy shit, this is hard. And there are going to be weeks like, damn, some rando could beat me for sure. It's again, I think the key here is it's going to be a great opportunity for me to get intensity on a weekly basis because I'm putting myself up against people. So I'm not going to go easy, but it is going to fit into my training. And there are going to be workouts that I want to do. And there are going to be things that I'm not that great at that people can definitely beat me. It's not going to be, this is what I was talking to Sevan about. I was like, hey, do you remember Rich versus Matt or Rich and Matt versus the world? That was really fucking dumb, in my opinion, because every time they posted a workout, it was impossible to beat them. No one in the world was going to beat them. They're the two fittest men on earth, combining superpowers, touching tips. And it was just stupid because you're like, oh, we don't stand a chance. No one's going to try. That's not going to be the case here. You're definitely going to be able to beat me on certain weeks. Listen, this is just week one, Queefer. Okay. Week two, I think we're going to be doing Saturdays at noon Eastern, I think is going to be the standard time. That way everyone for the most part should be able to have access to an affiliate. We're just doing it Friday this week because I'm competing Saturday and Sunday in a competition, bro. What do you think?
I think it's a really cool idea. And I think it's a really cool spinoff, but also keeps the theme of Taylor versus the World. I think keeping that going as long as possible is really cool.
Yeah, it should be pretty fun. Oh, sorry. Smacking my gum. Let me take that out. Lost its flavor anyways. So,
and did you say this already, that the basic structure of the workout is going to be like a sub 5 minute workout? Like they're all going to be pretty short and sweet.
They're going to be like 3 to 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look, semantics. All I'm saying is it was fucking stupid because most people didn't have a chance. This is for the people. This isn't for Clink and Ben Smith.
Shout out Ben Smith, the legend, another individual semifinal regionals qualifying spot. I hope he goes. I hope he goes and competes. Yeah. It was really cool. I think the first year maybe that they did the programming for all the semifinals got to do their own. I want to say that I got to be back there with Jason and just like watching Ben move around, warm up, and everything was really, really cool because he's so experienced that like he just does a lot of things that some of the other younger guys did not do. And I just thought it was just cool to be around him and watch him.
Apparently, I'm also getting some information that majority of the no reps on that first workout from Inside Intel Review Team Judge are for soft knees, not head, and like egregious soft knees that you cannot even ignore. And I believe that. I can believe that. There's some shit when you see it, it's like, damn, that's, I can't not no rep that. And for that, what's frustrating is if that's happening at a big camp and you paid these judges to come out and these judges aren't calling shit that's egregious, dude, I would be livid. Livid. Right. I would be freaking livid.
Right. Yeah. And I don't know the specifics at all. So I am kind of hesitant to speak on the judges, federation, but do you think there's any kind of what's the right word, pettiness,
like CrossFit saying
towards that group,
like CrossFit
people?
Saying how dare these people who don't work for HQ and aren't on L1 staff,
yeah, maybe
call
I
them
mean
a group of professional judges.
If they're not, I don't know that they are or not. I'm just trying to, obviously just wearing a tinfoil hat,
I do think that CrossFit, damn, dude, everybody's picking apart my hoodie. Dude, this thing's old, dude. Relax. I do think CrossFit in some instances can act like an old boys club where if you're not in there and you attack or you get too close or you threaten, they can act like a rattlesnake. They fucking start chicken, strike and bite. So I think that, I mean, that could be happening here. I think more than anything, they're very protective of what they believe in. And I could see it frustrating some of the level one staff and some of the judges who've been judging at the games on the floor for the individuals for a long time, for this group of people to come in and call themselves professional judges when maybe some of the games team and the L1 team feels like these are the judges that are causing issues at competitions by not calling no reps, and they're going to teach them a lesson. I don't know. I could see that. And this is the other thing I'll say. I was really freaking out about my step ups because I just saw everybody getting dinged and I was convinced I was going to get dinged too. I feel like that's always how I am. I'm pessimistic. If I would have gotten dinged, I would have learned my lesson the hard way. And I have learned a lot of lessons in my life the hard way. And it would have really sucked ass to have to learn another one the hard way.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of these athletes have never learned a hard lesson. And sometimes the only way you learn a lesson is by learning it hard. You gotta take it hard. You can't take it soft, and you're not going to learn it unless it's swollen and hard. So,
all right. On that note, let's get into what the clickbait at this point thumbnail has been insinuating that we're going to talk about. So when you look at these four workouts, sure, a bunch of people, yeah, how much is Dave involved? How much is it just Boz? How much is it collaborative? Boz has gone on several podcasts, I think this season, and basically said it's really collaborative, and it always has been collaborative, but especially since Dave stepped away and then came back, it's been even more of a team effort when it comes to programming. That Dave has been more heavily involved in some stages, and then Boz has been more heavily involved maybe in some other stages. But when you look at the workouts and you know how they paint and you know what colors they like to use and you know what kind of strokes they like to use, who, if you had to guess, would you say was the primary programmer of quarterfinals?
100% Boz.
Why do you say that?
Well, if I remember correctly, Boz, for the most part, programmed the 2021 online semifinals and the last chance qualifier. That clean and jerk workout was an exact repeat from 2021, just a clean and jerk instead of a snatch. And I could very much so see Boz saying, that would be a really good format to test strength. The snatch is a bit too hard to say it's inclusive for top 25%, but if we turn it into a clean and jerk, it's perfect. Boz also in the past, from my understanding, has been heavily, heavily involved in the age group online qualifiers. And they historically have a lot of redundant gymnastic workouts, like pull-pull type stuff. Dave rarely programs like GGG to stuff. So I think that was Dave as well, or sorry, Boz as well. And more so than anything, when you look at Boz's programming, there is an element of old school. When Dave programs things, there is an element of, I've never seen that before. I think it's more so when Dave is programming a workout, to me, the general theme is he's trying to find a format, a rep scheme, a pair of movements, or a time domain, or some combination of those things that is uncommon or that you haven't seen before, that you haven't experienced. Whereas Boz takes things from 20 years ago that used to be the norm, or people used to do frequently, or that have been talked about at length. And he's like, here you go. And if there's any workout that screams old school, you should be doing this. Most people aren't. Have fun. It's the second workout. Make it long, but it's CrossFit. You don't need monostructural to make it long. And you've talked about this in your hundreds chipper. And that three rounder screams Adrian Bosman. I mean, I can see an element of Dave in it, meaning it's just kind of a big fuck you, but I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with you on a lot of those points. You already touched on it. That format of lifting when you're fatigued. It's been done twice before, once in the online semis, once in the age group semis, both with snatch.
That's crazy.
I've got a couple other things though, because I dig a little deeper on stuff like this. There was the run the test series after the games, I think in 2022. Stop pulling up comments when I'm trying to explain to you why
I can't help it. This guy's attacking my vocabulary and my the way I articulate my thoughts. Penis, anal sex. And I never would use the R innuendo. Okay, I'm done. What a douche. Shut up, Sebastian.
I lost my train of thought. Yeah. So he was talking about in the Run the Test series when the workout up and over at the games. And he was talking about how much jumping is a thing that should be tested a lot. And you should be able to jump in different ways. You should be able to jump over something using your hands. You should be able to jump over something not using your hands. You should be able to clear something. Also, he talked early on when he took over about how athletes tend to only pigeonhole movements and practice them the way they think they're going to show up in competition. That lateral burpee box jump over, no one ever practices that. No one. But all it is just a tiny variation of a movement that everyone does every week, which is a burpee box jump over facing the box. So when I saw that and him just basically come on, he was on Rich's Mayhem show and say, yeah, I mean, we just want to speed everyone up a little bit, but you got to step off. That's a tiny thing, but what does it require most people to do? To squat again.
Yep.
And to go slower and to make it more of a grind. So that movement alone was just like, oh man, this has Boz written all over him. Otherwise, the seeming way to program bottlenecks. Most people can play on the first three rounds of workout three. If they can play on that, a lot of people can still play on the next two rounds with the rope climbs and the strict, but some people are going to get caught up on the strict. And then at the end, either you can do the wall facing or you can't. We can find that out by only doing 10 of them. At that point, you've already done 50 handstand pushups anyway. And then let's end with muscle ups. And we know every single rep there is going to be hundreds and hundreds of spots. So that progression style with the movement redundancy that you talked about, with knowing that there's going to be big chunks of bottlenecks, is like very, very Boz when I see that programming. So you got the lifting under high heart rate. We've seen it a ton. Shuttle to overhead being the one that's probably the most thought of when they think of Boz's programming at the games, going heavy. Then you get the slight variation in the box jump over, which is really consistent with things he said in the past about not trying to train movements the way you think they're going to be tested. The gymnastics workout. And then like in workout one, I mean, again, how many people do step-ups? A lot. How many people do step-overs? Probably more people. How many people, though, do a dumbbell box step-up? Like, think about in your program, when you program a double dumbbell box step-up, how often do you program another weightlifting movement with it? I never do.
Oh,
so I usually will program that with like a gymnastics movement that's more shoulder intensive, or maybe a gymnastics grip element. But that movement combination was like, was very clever in, oh man, like I typically don't pull from the floor. I typically don't hinge with a step over movement. I just thought it was very like creative as far as the movement selection goes.
Yeah, I agree. And I also agree that when I program step ups or step overs, it's typically with like an inverted gymnastic movement, a handstand walk, a wall walk, a handstand pushup, or monostructural. I've done row. I think I've actually done a bench press row dumbbell step up workout. Different though than a snatch for sure. I have to address this. Taylor, Pat Lange, 12 daily doses. Taylor, Trump loves the poorly educated. That's your kind. Ha ha ha. Pat, who's more fucking stupid? The person who willingly pays their fair share every April, every year, and the person who takes a vaccine the first chance they get when the government tells them to do it, and then takes every subsequent booster thereafter because you're brainwashed by a liberal retard in office? Sorry for going off on this guy, dude, but shut the hell up. Stay out of my comments. Don't call me stupid. I can be emotional for sure. I can be passionate. I can be even crass. I can be abrasive. I can be vulgar, but I'm not stupid. I can do dumb things. I can be a dummy, but I'm not unintelligent. Anyways. Okay. Sorry.
I actually saw, I'll have to ask him about this workout, but I remember it because when I saw workout one come out, I was like, dang, that's like Michelle gave him a really good training piece. One of Pat Vellner's workouts that he's done in the past month was dumbbell step overs with 50s and 275 power cleans. So you had that pull from the floor with that step over movement, which I was like, and I saw it and I was like, huh, that's not something I ever do. Like you're holding something and then you're pulling from the floor. And then we kind of see it in quarterfinals. And I remembered that workout specifically. And I think it was pretty short. I think it was like, I'm going to mess it up, but I think it was like five rounds of five power cleans at 275, 10 dumbbell box step overs. So like 25 cleans and 10 step overs. And really it's just the step overs making the cleans harder. And as your pull gets more and more fatigued from grip, the cleans get harder to do. I'm going to ask him what the specific workout was, but it was really cool to see that movement combination come up in quarters.
I have done dumbbell step overs and dumbbell shoulder to overhead, dumbbell step overs, dumbbell squats, dumbbell step overs, rope climbs. I've also done dumbbell step overs, wall balls.
GHDs, toast the bar, crucible, the year you won.
Yep. I just don't know that for me, the stimulus of that workout wasn't really the step up and then the snatch. It was really rowing hard and then going into the step ups and holding on after messing yourself up on the rower. If you could snatch fast and keep your heart rate down, which I can, that was an added benefit. But I felt like if there's anything that was irrelevant to the workout, it was kind of the snatch, at least for me. It was all row step up, which I've done a lot of. Interesting. And on Sentinel, we do a lot of 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute, 1 minute rest, fight gone bad style. Sure. It's an awesome way to train intervals. And I love that.
Yeah, there's something about doing an interval based workout like that, where it's max rep versus like every minute on the minute, when you have a goal and you have a lot of coaches that'll be like, hey, for this every minute on the minute for 15 minutes, it's really just five rounds of three on one off or whatever. But you have these goal numbers and people game it. Like, what if you wrote that EMOM of workout one and you wrote it as 20 cals? Well, how many people are like, okay, so I can get on and hold a 1250 to 1300 and still get my 20 in. So that's what I'm going to do. But no one gets on the rower and says, I'm just going to get what I can get and then have to deal with the step ups. And that's what you had to do in that workout. So it's cool that it wasn't every minute on the minute AMRAP, but that's not something a lot of people program. You program it a lot, which I think is cool because it allows you to be a coward if you want to be a coward.
Kill Taylor shirts. Yeah, we got to come out with some shirts.
That logo is like super sleek and subtle, but I loved it. Who made that?
Yeah, I don't know. I think Sevan made it. Maybe someone sent it to him. We'll have to get Travis to get on board with it.
The mustache is the eye, and it does have some like Kill Bill feel to it. Mm-hmm. Just the simplicity of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we're both kind of in the general consensus that Boz programmed quarterfinals, or it was a majority of Boz's influence. Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I would be shocked if they came out and they were just like, yeah, actually Dave wrote all these. And I think it would be even cooler to know that, because when I look ahead to semifinals, and I'm sure that'll be really collaborative from them, it'll be really interesting to see if there are themes that continue, because now we've got the open and we've got quarterfinals, the quarterfinals being the same for everyone. But do we see kind of a progression with movement? Do we see a regression where, like, we did all the handstand push-up variations at quarters? No handstand walking, so really no hand balancing. No handstand hold, no handstand walk, no wall walk. So when we get to semifinals, do we just see a ton of handstand walking? Do we still not get any handstand walking and we just get a workout with, like, 30 wall walks in it? Like, we've never seen that at that stage. We saw it in the open, and then we saw it at the games, but we didn't really get it in that intermediate stage. Like, that'll be really interesting for me to see. Okay, we've had bar muscle ups in the open. We had ring muscle ups in quarters. Do we see pullovers at semis? Do we go back? Do we see any muscle ups at all? Like, that kind of stuff is really cool when you get like three pieces of the four piece puzzle.
Is that common knowledge that Boz wanted crossovers in workout one? Dan comments, how about Boz wanting crossovers in workout one, I think? ? I don't think
that. I haven't heard where he said that. I would love to know where he said it so I could listen to it, though.
Okay, from Chase, get with the programming. Boz programmed, Dave critiqued and approved. That's what it looks like to me. It looks like a collaborator. It looks like Boz programmed it within a set of constraints where he's like, okay, Dave will approve of this. Whereas when Dave got shit canned and Boz was running the show at the games, it was like, damn, he doesn't give a fuck what anybody thinks. He's programming stuff that he likes and wants to do. Cool. We were right and we didn't even know it.
Should probably know stuff like that.
CBD Athletics. How are the Kill Taylor contestants being chosen? That's a Sevan question. But I think people are just going to say, me, I can beat you. I'm ready to go. We'll text you a link and you'll jump on.
Yeah, it's like how many times or is it going to be a waste of time before we're like, hey, maybe we should hit up this person's Instagram or just like search them on the open leaderboard and make sure that they're even somebody that can even give a valiant effort that doesn't just want some screen time.
Pat Lane's just commenting again about how many vaccines he's ingested into his butthole. The suppository variation of the Moderna vaccine, they actually sent it out in a penis-shaped mold, and he's been known to have been like, I think 12.
Dude, look at my right elbow.
12 daily doses of that suppository vaccine. What happened there?
That's the shoulder that I've had so much trouble with over the years. It feels great now because I don't go overhead heavy as much, but that's the shoulder that got the penalty in 2021. Really? For sure.
Can you do you think hangs would help? Single arm hangs? Do hangs mess you up? Is it your labrum or your rotator cuff?
No, they feel okay. It's just my rotator cuff. It's like infraspinatus and teres minor.
Sorry. Hiller. Andrew Hiller, the bat is in the chat. Leo Franco is ready to smoke you. I would laugh so hard if that, I'm not even going to say it, joined on the show. And then
I'm going to say it right now. I think either 40 or 50 ring muscle ups for Tom has got to be one of them. Cause I don't think anyone can beat you, but I do think you'd get some interest in some people that fancy themselves as really, really good at ring muscle ups.
Maybe I've already done 100 for time.
I know that's a completely different workout than 50 for time.
Yeah.
And selfishly, I just want to know how fast you can do that. Because at this point in the game, I think that like 50 for time is now a games workout. I almost think 30 for time is not enough. You could still do 40 because it would force at least one break from people, maybe two. But I think that
you would not beat me in any dimension of reality that exists in ring muscle ups. No,
I would take Aaliyah against almost every female athlete, not against Taylor on this. And Ooh. Even male athlete, because she was one of the only people at Crucible that did the muscle ups unbroken.
That's a cool workout. And yeah. Alex Kazan might be okay. Cross fat. Alex Kazan will outbench Taylor. Maybe probably. So, dude. But that's why I'm not going to program a fucking bench 1RM. You guys are all missing the whole point. And I beat Caved Astro. Froning could beat him. I beat Froning in 100 muscle ups for time. It's a whole fucking video, dude. It's on our YouTube. Get educated. Good grief. I don't want to do Lila again anytime soon. That workout sucks. It's hard.
What a beautiful workout that needs to be programmed at like a semifinal or games. That would be so, dude. Good. God, that's so good.
Could you imagine that's why they put 20 at the end of a workout and did clean and jerk battery for a workout like that?
I think it would be great. For those of you who don't know what Lila is, it's one of the new girls that they've come out with and never done anything with other than the Mac. The year Jason won, they did Gretel. And then
Ingrid was the online.
Was the snatches the one?
I believe it was.
Yeah. So that's the only time we've really ever seen them. But Lila is 10 down to 1. Baza's favorite rep scheme, just saying. Of clean and jerks at body weight, which I would assume they would just do at like 195, 135, 145, and ring muscle ups, which is really a really cool workout. It'd be really cool to see them advance the bar forward. It would be really easy to watch. I think it would hold up as a semifinals or a games test.
Caved Astro, so triggered today. Correct. I'm triggered. I'm an emotional wreck. I'm a bit of a stick of dynamite today. Apologize to all you guys. Love you all. You know,
why don't you do Chase and Bill's Get with the Programming muscle up into muscle up as one of the workouts.
No, I don't want to do that because I'm programming them. And then somebody would have an advance notice. Now everybody's going to go do that workout and be ready for it when I program it. So no.
Do you think it would matter how much people practiced ring muscle up into bar muscle up to beat you? Because
I would do both. I'm broken.
So then why wouldn't you do it?
Because I don't want to do bar. I don't want to do things that I'm.
You don't want to maybe fall off the bar trying to go unbroken.
No, I just don't want to do muscle ups. I know I'm good at them. I don't want to do them. Bryson, Taylor, if Lila was announced as a semi workout, would you test it again before you go? Or no, since you did it recently, I wouldn't test it as written again, but I would train it. And I'm not going to give away my secrets as to how
he would test it ascending.
I would train it differently. Let's see. Ooh, Daddy. No, see, we can't do Murph, and I'm not doing it versus Hunter McIntyre. The guy doesn't even know how to sit down onto a toilet to death. He probably lifts his ass 3 inches off the seat of the toilet to shit because it's how bad his squat is. Ooh, SUAS training camp at Crash.
I'm expensive.
Oh.
And when I say expensive, I mean not expensive at all, because I would just let him do it for free.
Are you stressed about this weekend or happy?
No, I'm good, dude. This is like, I start to get excited when it's like a day before, because there's so many things that I can do ahead of time. Like just little things, like we're going to tape the floor tonight. We're going to put up all the P-bars so that when the same-sex teams come in tomorrow to check in, they can all practice the rope lunge. I'll have some of those out for people just to kind of see how that feels. And no, I think I'm more excited at this point. As long as the weather, as long as it doesn't rain, like I'll be happy all weekend.
When I start a rant, draw your dagger. I want to know what JR is looking at when Taylor's ranting. He pulls his phone up and probably he's responding to, he's probably like texting his wife, Becca, he's doing it again or something like that. Like he's just talking to people.
No, if I don't make eye contact, I can't break character. That's why.
This is true. Joey, you're correct. People can prepare all they want, Taylor. You know damn straight you are one of the best upper body tuggers in the sport. I definitely give a good tug. That's for sure. Well,
video review process, I think, is supposed to be over on the 29th. Obviously, they can just say, hey, we're not done yet. You're going to have to wait another week. But do you anticipate, like, by Monday, you knowing, hey, I'll have my email for my invite and I'll be focused on training?
I have no idea what happened.
Four semifinals.
I have no idea what's going to happen.
I mean, at the rate they're going, I would say they're for sure going to be done.
Yeah, you would think. Hopefully. Hey, when's the Crash Crucible qualifier?
We'll probably be consistent with last year, and we'll do it the week after the games. So that's like, I want to say maybe the 8th through the 11th. I'll have to pull up the schedule, but it's still going to be the second weekend in October as far as the in-person competition goes. Yeah, we will do the 8th through the 11th. Yeah, like the Thursday through Sunday.
If I don't make the games, will you invite me to Crucible still?
I mean, yeah, I can invite whoever I want. But at this point, the plan is the podium from last year automatically gets an invite, male and female. So those top three, because they came the year before, they finished on the podium. I still want to keep that, like, staying true to the people who have supported the competition, continuing to give them a chance to support it if they want. So the top three from last year, male and female, and then games athletes. There's already one games athlete that is committed.
Who?
Like 100% coming.
Who?
Carolyn Prevost.
What? Dude, she is freaking awesome.
Yeah, so she's
probably
one
of my favorite female athletes. She's cool as shit. If you guys don't follow
Carolyn, I'm leveraging you. Yes, I'm leveraging you because I want more people to come. But I'm really excited just to be like, yeah, she says she's coming. So, yeah. Games athletes, like active games athletes that want to come, I'll have enough spots for. And then after that, like through the qualifier, I still want to take five through the online qualifier.
So I can go fuck myself. I'm going to have to do the qualifiers, which is
because I think that'll grow. But then after that, I'm probably going to have to cut it off to top 20 at semi. So let's just say the semifinals get 10 into the games because it's easy math. So 10 male, 10 female in the East and the West, they qualify for the game. So they're a games athlete. I would let them come anyway.
Hey, stop correcting people in the comments. We don't care. Okay.
Did I say no? Is it Caroline or Carolyn?
It's Caroline. Carolyn. Whatever, dude. You'll get to ask her in September because she's coming to your competition. I can't wait to meet her. I met her at Wadapalooza. She did a team with one of my athletes.
Yeah, I would think why with two N's and an E would be Lynn and Y, one.
I think it's Caroline.
And an E is Caroline Prevost. Okay, Caroline.
She's cool as fuck. Kickboxer, gym, yeah, so like, teacher.
I would probably just take 11 through like 11 through 20 would be the people I would say, hey, if you finish top 20 in semifinals, you can come. Because I have to keep it 30.
Top 20 at semis?
Yeah, unless there were enough, you know, games qualifiers that wanted to come. And I'm not assuming that it's going to be that alluring of an option for people to compete. But hopefully year after year, it continues to get better. I know you said you're coming no matter what. So if you have to do the qualifier or if you finish top 20 at semis, which I would expect you could and would. Yeah, I don't know.
What about Tommy Marquez saying I'm going to be bottom 10?
Is that what happened?
I don't know. That's what Travis Brault yelled at me in the middle of my 40-minute EMOM today.
It's probably just Travis's way of keeping you honest with your
Nah, fuck you, Tommy Marquez. That's what I'm going with, dude.
I don't think Tommy would have said that.
I'm taking... What do you think I place in semifinals if I end up squeaking through the old video review process?
Not knowing the workouts, I would still say that if they're taking anywhere from 10 to 12 people to the CrossFit Games, that I would pick you to finish in the top 12 or top.
They are 10. Taking 12, apparently.
That's how it's going to shake out, you think?
That's what Brian Spinn said.
Yeah, I mean, until all the pennies are given out, you never know how many people are going to end up in the worldwide top 100. So I would agree, though, that it'll be within one spot of that. So, yeah, I mean, I'm a homer for sure, but I also know the stuff that they just tested, and so I can anticipate the stuff they probably will test at semifinals, and I know how good you are at almost everything. So I would say that with a lot of confidence that I think you qualify for the games. After the workouts come out, I would be straight up with you. You know that.
Yeah. But here's the other thing that's beneficial is that I'm week three and the workouts come out and I have some time to prepare, which typically I would not prefer. I prefer to be first week. No one gets a chance to do them all and I'll do better than most people without touching them. But coming back from surgery, I would love the opportunity to prepare because there are going to be things that I'm going to have to manage. We'll see.
And for everyone wondering, Taylor's still planning on being in Carson.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be in Carson. We're going to train. You're going to have to train with me.
Yep. You're helping me. That's the plan. The plan is that he's going to be traveling a week before semifinals. And I think that's cool because I was talking to his wife, unbeknownst to him, I'm sure. And I think a good way to make sure that, like, Taylor does taper and that he's not just sitting around pacing back and forth thinking about all the athletes that he hates that are in his heat and the heat's after him, he's going to be, like, with his friends training maybe 90 minutes a day, going really, really hard, and like he's gonna go into semifinals a lot more refreshed mentally.
We 100% gotta go to Jamie Hygiea's gym. She's cool as fuck.
I've never been farther west than Minnesota, so I'm just really excited to go out.
I've been to Lake Tahoe. So I'm pumped too. I'm pumped to stay in LA with Sevan, little mansion in Cali. You know, I'm going to sleep, right? I'm going to orient myself in my slumber right on top of his wiener. So just so you know, put your earplugs in, bro, and your Manta sleep mask because you don't want to see or hear what we're going to be doing in that house. Talking about CrossFit. You're already, dude. You guys, this is what you're not going to be able to see behind the scenes. JR is going to laugh more that weekend than he has this entire year. I can't freaking wait, baby. Mm-hmm. All right.
I'll tell you what I'm not going to laugh at. Like, all the information that I've given Taylor about all these workouts that he's about to do this weekend, flow, standards, all that, because that I know he has not glanced at one time, that when he comes up to me, and I give him that look like, this better be good. And he just says like something like, so we have to face the same direction when one of us is doing the support hold and one of us is doing the dips. I will not respond favorably to him. And he knows that.
I'm going to read all of that stuff, dude. I've been freaking busy. It's been a busy time of the year. I'm going to read it. I got all tomorrow to prepare. I've been doing some of the workout movements. I did a bunch of sandbag loads over a yoke yesterday. They're over a yoke, right? That's what the video showed.
They are.
Okay. And then we did that awful. We did Annie Up Annie. Me and Bryson did that.
Nice tight time cap, but it's definitely doable in 8.
What's the time cap?
8.
Oh. Yeah, we'll be fine.
As long as you don't gotta wait on your partners, you can go.
Yeah, I ain't waiting on nobody. I'm going to run these boys into the dirt.
You got to wait on them.
I'm going to run these boys into the dirt. There ain't going to be no fucking waiting. They're going to feel this weekend how I felt last weekend. it's going to be fun. Cool.
Yeah, if you're, if you're within 4 hours, come watch.
Crescendo. A lot of good team athletes, elite.
Co-ed, yeah. Co-ed is stacked. They start tomorrow. They do 2 workouts, 2 to 5, and they're done. Saturday, same sex and co-ed, the Taylor Self will be in the advanced male field, and that's like 7 to 7 on Saturday. It's a long day of competition, and then Sunday is like 8 to 6. We'll be out of there.
Cave, my team consists of me, Bryson Del Monte, Travis Brault, the Raging Canadian, and then a good friend of mine, Marin Dugast, guy from California. He's actually from Belgium. Super good dude. So we're just stoked.
You said he used to follow SMTP, or he still follows Sentinel, or how do you know?
Who? Marin?
Yeah.
I used to program for him individually, and then he went to Sentinel. He owns an affiliate, CrossFit Lift. And
is he good?
Yeah, he's good.
Cool.
Good. Like, what do you mean good? Games athlete, semifinal athlete good?
No, like
he was like 120th in West.
Like on your team, no one's gonna be waiting on him, is what you're saying.
Right.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah, the way the workouts are structured, there are some opportunities for someone who's really, really, really good at something to shine. But in general, with the advanced people, I try to make sure they gotta all pull their own weight. So until you get to the finale and you get Quentin McQueen and Taylor Self going head to head, placing bets on how many leg lifts they're going to get done before their teammates join them, you'll pretty much see a lot of actual partner stuff being done.
Is Quentin good at leg lifts?
Yeah.
Fuck him. I love Quentin. Good dude. I got to text him. He actually reached out to me about coaching. All right. That's it, you guys. Rock on. If you are anxiously awaiting your quarterfinal scores to be reviewed and approved, good luck. Hopefully the sniper doesn't get you. And we're out.